Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning, everybody. We have Bill Wulcifer in the first hour talking about his bid for state attorney general. And our title sponsor, Guardian Home Inspections and Repairs. James Pace will be with us in the second hour. And then our good friends from Lee's Place, Brenda Robillet, Karen Lockhart, will join us talking about their work. So stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office. And by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
The holidays are coming. Well, in a few months, and that's why now is the time to shower up with the beautiful custom shower enclosure from Widen Glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up with style. Call Widen Glass today, 222-5781, or chat online with one of their service professionals at widenglass.com. W-H-I-D-D-O-N, Widen, the best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
Going green just got easier with high-performance window film from Truck and Car Concepts.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty, owner of Truck and Car Concepts. We have over 18 years' experience. Our sun control films eliminate 79% of the heat gains and 99.9% of the UV rays to prevent fading.
Use less energy and save money with professionally installed high-performance window film from Truck and Car Concepts. One block east of Weems Road on Mahan Drive, across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800.
So here we are again on a Saturday in August with the temperatures and the humidity so characteristic of this time of year. Lovely, isn't it? I'm out in that for any period of time and my skin starts to wrinkle up. I look like a prune. And I grew up in the Seattle area, so we're used to that sort of drizzle, right? And it goes on for weeks at a time. But here, it's more of a microwave sort of experience, don't you think? Or is that more, let's see, I guess it's more of the steam bath kind of thing. So we are glad that we're habitating here in Tallahassee with you folks kind enough to join me in this ongoing conversation about what is Tallahassee and what are we doing? And what's going on? And who are those very cool people doing very cool things? We've had such a great conversation, I will say, at large, with so many of these very cool people for the number of months that we've been at this. We're now in our fourth season, believe it or not. I'm certainly amazed. And we are blessed to have great sponsors, people like A Country Rose Florist. They're a new sponsor here on the show, and so we want to give a shout-out to Annette McGuffey and her team. You can find them online at acountryrose.com. They're over there on Mahan Drive, 3252 Mahan Drive. Go to their website. There's something else. This is a person who I've known 30-plus years and has never done anything more than amaze her clients, her customers, with the kind of floral creations they turn out. And she's pretty humble about it, to be honest with you. But she's very talented, and, man, she loves what she does. And, as I say, she's done it for so many years, and so many people around the community know her and know this fine business. We're honored to have her helping us and sponsoring Tallahassee Talks. So a shout out there for her. We'll take a quick look at some of those events that are happening even today. For that, you know, we often will tell you Tally Connection is a great spot for you. If you've not done this, tallyconnection.com. Great blog brought to you by the FSU Credit Union folks. And so with that, you know, we take a look at the calendar there they have. It's so easy to navigate. And, you know, here we are looking at, what do we see? We got a dog wash fundraiser going on. Who's that for? That's for the Leon County Humane Society. And that starts this morning at 10 and goes through till 2 o'clock. So that's cool. If your doggy needs some refreshment and bathing, get those folks to do it. I certainly have given up trying to bathe my dog. Neither of us get clean in that experience. It's just a mess. So there you go. And here's another one. The Parrot Head Frenzy, the Tallahassee Parrot Head Club, is presenting their 10th annual Parrot Head Frenzy at the Elks Lodge. And that happens tonight at 6 p.m. So see, all kinds of cool stuff. Tallahassee Movies in the Park is tonight. Where is that? That's in Tom Brown Park. And that starts at 6 o'clock. So you, golly, I mean, take a chest full of ice and something cold to drink and get your blanket. And, you know, that by that hour of the day, it may still be a little steamy, but what the heck? Just bring your insect repellent, right? We've got another event here going on. Actually starts up this evening, the Capital Punishment versus Pensacola Roller Girls. Wow, so this is like rollerblade? No, this is roller derby. Yeah, that's cool, and that's at the Hansel E. Took Senior Student Recreation Center tonight at 5:30. Capital Punishment versus Pensacola Roller Girls. Never a want for interesting, entertaining, and quirky events going on in Tallahassee. Here's something else for you, too. The FSU Football Fan Day, and that's at the Donald Tucker Center. It's inside, so it will be air-conditioned. That's on the 10th, Sunday. That's tomorrow. So August 10th is Fan Day. It's free to the public. It offers a unique chance for all of us Seminole fans to meet and get autographs from all the Seminoles, the coaches and players on the 2014 team. So that's tomorrow. The Tucker Center, noon, doors open at 11. FSU Football Fan Day. Also in the news, we've had some rather disturbing stories to deal with, have we not? A grandmother who allegedly has slain one of her grandchildren. We have had some pretty disturbing stories, violent news in the last several weeks. The shooting of the FSU attorney, the Tallahassee City Commission has asked for or calling for an audit of the Consolidated Dispatch Agency following a delayed response to the high-profile shooting death of FSU law professor Dan Markle. So apparently there was some delay involved, and it's not known exactly whether that delay may have contributed to his death. But nonetheless, the commissioners want to know what happened. And we know that the dispatcher missed the initial communication from the caller regarding Mr. Markle's perceived condition. And so he rated it at a level of urgency that was less than should have occurred. Specifically, he did not hear the caller's reference to a gunshot wound, is the way it's being reported. Well, folks, I tell you, I wish I had better news to talk about than that, but it is certainly a good thing that you have joined us in this hour, and we're going to learn a lot about Bill Wulsifer and his efforts. Stay with us, because we're going to have Bill Wulsifer, and we'll have Brenda Robillet and Karen Lockhart from Lee's Place. You know, Lee's Place is an amazing collection of folks that does amazing work in dealing especially with any kind of loss or bereavement or separation anxieties, all kinds of things in which someone has suffered a loss. It could be the loss of a job. It could be the loss of a loved one. And so with that, they do all kinds of very helpful things to bring people forward in their efforts to grapple with life's circumstances as they occur, like these horrific things that we've just talked about in the news. Well, here you've got an organization that is devoted to helping us survive such things and to go on with our lives. Not always, not ever, I suppose, an easy thing to do. Certainly not in the face of such tragic losses. But there they are, doing their work, doing it well, from our humble observation. And then, of course, we've got James Pace, Guardian Home Inspections and Repairs. He'll be with us to talk about his sponsorship, the company's sponsorship of our Prepared promotion for this year. Prepared is an information campaign, in short terms, designed to keep you and I informed throughout the year as to how we should prepare for severe weather, like the wonderful high temperatures and humidity that we're experiencing at this time of year. Well, James will bring us up to date on that and why he chose to be this year's title sponsor. All of that and more coming up, so stay with me.
The holidays are coming. Well, in a few months, and that's why now is the time to shower up with a beautiful custom shower enclosure from Witten Glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up. With style. Call Witten Glass today, 222-5781. Or chat online with one of their service professionals at WittenGlass.com. WHIDDON, Witten, the best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
Finally, the right face for radio. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So, we are talking with Bill Wolsifer here, local attorney, Tallahassee Talks contributor. If you've just joined us, we've been in a lively conversation with the fine attorney, Bill Wolsifer, who, by the way, I'll throw another plug in for the campaign. Dave will appreciate this. this is the first, is it the first, you're the first libertarian candidate to run for attorney general in Florida, is that right?
Yes, sir, that is correct. Yeah. In Florida history, and the first third-party candidate since 1917.
Well, there you go. And so it is that, in fact, you have had interest in this topic, particularly one of many, that, as you point out, libertarian candidates or those members of the Libertarian Party around the country are concerned about, in as much as the position is let people govern themselves in a lot of these matters rather than having a government, the state, we'll say, legislate that or regulate that in some fashion. Now, obviously, there's a kind of dichotomy here. You talked about those who are victimless crime or are in jail for victimless crimes, the use of marijuana being an illegal substance. Those who oppose the idea of granting even the release of the use of marijuana for medical purposes look at that and in some way see that as a kind of slippery slope, and so now we're going to legalize marijuana like Washington, like Colorado, even for what's their concern, do you think? What's the basis of their concern?
Well, I think they're still stuck in 1937. They still have that demonization mentality of marijuana and hemp. As industrial hemp is also on the ballot, not on the ballot, I'm sorry, in the legislative session this year as well.
As a topic.
So I really think that they're still stuck in the mentality that marijuana is a gateway drug. It leads to more severe drugs. If you go back and read the demonization that was done to marijuana for cannabis and hemp at the same time, it was accused of it was very, very racial. It had very racial overtones in the use of marijuana. And it just says some really crazy things that I don't know anyone would believe scientific evidence supports at this time. But the demonization is what I'm focusing on. Up until recently, people were afraid to talk about marijuana. Now, like I said before, the Republicans have a marijuana Me Too bill, which you asked me earlier, the problem with that, I think you get a better chance of winning a lottery than you do of obtaining access under the SB 1030, but there's time for them to shape it.
In addition to the legislation that we're seeing proposed, then there is this other effort or additional effort to present the constitutional amendment, and they've secured enough signatures at this juncture to at least get the item on the ballot. Now, it has to go through the state Supreme Court. Tell us about that process, and how is it, if two questions here. I want to know how it works, but also want to know how is that any different than what the legislation would propose in content, in substance.
Okay. Well,
take those in any order you care to.
All right, because you got to realize there's multiple bills now. We've got the Kathy Jordan Medical Cannabis Act.
I mean,
Act.
I'm trying to take notes here, folks. I hope you
which
will.
Is, I believe it's up to 157 pages. It's a fully comprehensive working structure.
As you said, it's a football. Everybody's wanting to jump on. So,
But that's a fully functional legislation.
Okay.
So if Senator Clemens brought that out again, and there was some criticism, well, why are you doing this if we've got a ballot initiative coming up in November?
Right.
His response is, we are putting patients before politics, because if the ballot initiative passes, and that's an if, it'll be till 2015 before we see any legislation to that allows for medicinal use.
I see.
And the ballot is the ballot initiative is much more restrictive than the Kathy Jordan Medical Cannabis Act, and it'll be in the Constitution, which in my opinion is the wrong place to have flexible law. I mean, put it in the statute so that it can be shaped each year as legislatures in their infinite wisdom see to do.
Help me out here. In those efforts that I've noticed over the years, whether it happens at a state level or federal level, more often at the state level, the effort to make it constitutional in nature is really to get above the courts. In other words, it is not then subject to local interpretation or district interpretation. Is that the motivation? Or
No. The court system is always there to hear a grievance, and someone challenges it. This has already survived the Supreme Court, so if it's challenged, it's not going to be in Florida. But no. The reason we have a ballot initiative is because the legislatures failed to act year after year. They had legislation in a joint resolution in front of them since 2011. Last year, Republican leadership just buried it in committee. No debate. So the ballot initiative came out and said, well, if you won't do it, then the voters have a process. And it's a hard process. And if it wasn't for the money put into it for mass advertising, it may not have made it this far.
And where's the money coming from? Is it from citizenry? Is it being backed by big companies who want the pharmaceutical opportunities?
I don't think, unless you live under a rock, you would not know that John Morgan was a major contributor.
Right.
Some estimates as much as $3 million in promoting the ballot initiative effort.
Why is he doing that? I mean, what's his deal?
I don't assume to, I don't presume to know his intent. There's varying opinions out there. We'll take what he says on face value. He believes in it.
Okay. But he has an associate in his firm who happens to be running for governor within a new party affiliation, and that would be former Governor Crist, right?
Right. Now a medical marijuana supporter, formerly the initiator of the strongest marijuana bills in the country.
Yeah. I don't know if you caught the interview that Bill O'Reilly had with him here a couple weeks ago.
I did not. I heard.
Yeah. I mean, and he just laid it out in front of him. He said, well, wait a minute, man. You were like, no, we can't do that. And now you're saying yes. And, of course, you know, Governor Crist had this reply in which he tried to position himself, say, well, I'm always, you know, I'm for the people.
Yeah.
Where have I heard that before? Okay.
But the ballot initiative will be on the ballot irrespective of any legislation that may pass. It's going to be on the ballot. Supreme Court said it's there. The voters approved it. It's going
to
be there.
Enough signatures for it to be there. Supreme Court says yes. If it gets the vote, if it's passed, then it still has to go to the governor, right? Or does the governor at that point have the ability to say, no, I'm not signing off on this? Or how does that work?
If the voters approve it with 60% or more approval, then it goes to the legislature to draft law consistent with the ballot initiative's parameters.
Okay.
So, then, once they reach their, and that's a mandate. They're going to have to get that done. So once they get that done, it'll go to the governor to sign into law.
Folks, this is the whole business of law, and thankfully we have one who has devoted his life to helping us understand it. Bill Wolsifer, our guest this morning, Tallahassee Talks contributor and local attorney. You stay with us. We'll be right back.
So, what are you going to do?
I don't know. My insurance company is telling me to take it to this one shop, but I don't know if that's the best thing to do.
It's your choice. It's not up to them. Have you told Jerry?
No, he loves that car. I wanted to take it to someone who would make it perfect, just the way it was, you know?
Yeah, well, you know Dan Hendrickson, right?
Dan Hendrickson.
The guy we met at that chamber thingy we went to, remember? He owns Capital City Collision Center. He was talking about the whole Gain Street thing, because he's down there by the stadium on Lake Bradford Road.
And you think they do good work?
You don't remember? Bobby's Jeep got rear-ended coming home from school.
Oh, that's right.
We had Dan fix it. It was great. And they're great to work with. And the guy in the paint shop is really cute.
Capital City did that.
Yep. I've got his card here somewhere. Here.
Okay. Capital City Collision Center.
Online at CapitalCityCollisionInc.com or call 575-9202.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Well, we hope you are having a good morning here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny at 93.3 FM. Freedom 93 in Tallahassee for all of those devotees who love listening to our show. We like to know where you are at any moment. Not that I know where I am, but I do know who we have with us. We have Bill Wolsifer, who is a prominent attorney here in Tallahassee, great guy, and a candidate for office. He's running as the Libertarian candidate, first one to run for Attorney General of Florida. That's kind of a cool thing. So, you know, I don't aspire to greatness, but I hang out with people who do. That's nice. And for his part, he is kind enough to spend these moments with us, helping guys like me figure out what in the world is going on with all of the various measures, the pieces of legislation, we'll call them, the laws that have been proposed, both from the legislature and now this ballot initiative, the constitutional amendment that's been that has secured enough, I guess, signatures, over 700,000 signatures.
Well over, secured,
yeah. You know, to qualify. So helping us understand that and why at this particular juncture this whole topic is fraught with interest now and kind of where we are culturally, I guess. And we've had two other states, of course, Washington, Colorado, have done their part in saying, hey, it's time for us to change our point of view on this. And now you're looking at Florida, and we're seeing a similar sort of movement going on. But it's certainly, according to your reporting to us, Bill, nothing new here. This has been going on for decades among certain groups trying to get this idea forward, and Kathy Jordan included in her organization. And now there's this other piece that has been submitted by Representative Vasalinda. Is that right?
Representative Vasalinda, our local
House
representative here in Tallahassee, has filed HB1. Now, it's not about marijuana.
Oh,
it's not about medical marijuana. It's not about medicine at all. It's about GMO labeling.
Okay.
Genetically modified food labeling.
Okay.
And what her legislation calls for is disclosure on packaging of whether or not the food contains genetically modified ingredients.
Okay.
Now, the connection there is, what do we put in our body? So since the 70s, organizations like Normal and the Libertarian Party have advocated that the best judge of what to put in our own body is ourselves.
Right.
So
I'm in favor of that. I like knowing what I'm putting in my body. Well, actually, sometimes I really don't want to know, but that's that's beside the point. I'm sorry.
And that doesn't mean you shouldn't do so with as much knowledge as you can get. So you go to your physicians, your nutritionist, your elected officials, where they have something to provide. And you make that knowledge, and then you make that determination. And that's part of the medicinal marijuana movement, to say, look, if this is good for these folks, and their doctors say it's good for them, let them do that, but let them know what they're doing. So under the proposed medical marijuana laws, particularly under the Kathy Jordan bill, there's strict guidelines, very strict guidelines. Mm-hmm. The kind of guidelines that will take this out of the criminal arena and really separate the criminals from the non-criminals when it comes to marijuana sale and distribution. What's that have to do with genetically modified food? People complain we don't need any more law. This is what I hear. And I get a libertarian want more law, like food labeling. Uh-huh. And it goes to consumer protection. I think consumer protection is a proper role of government. Mm. And
so that does sort of fly in the face of those who would argue or claim that libertarians are anarchists, that they are against all law. This is saying that government does have a role to play, and legislation, regulations are appropriate, but that has to be decided in a very, very discretionary manner or in a very judicious way that says, you know, when it comes to protecting the public welfare, mm-hmm. that's a very narrow sort of definition there. It's right. Not blanket. It's not we're going to legislate everything.
That's the role of government.
Yeah.
I won't say any more names, but I saw a debate last week. And
go ahead, drop names. We love dropping names around.
One of the candidates was asked to distinguish between, asked by a libertarian competitive candidate, distinguish between entitlement and welfare. And the respondent had a very, very difficult time. And I only mention that because you just used the word yeah. welfare in the proper sense. Welfare is not a hand-me-out. It's something for that benefits you.
Yeah.
The connection to the GMO labeling is, and as you said, I'm glad you said it, not all government is bad. There are some, you used the word anarchist, there are some extreme people, I guess, in all parties, and some seem to equate it with certain libertarians that think all law is bad and all government's bad. Certainly, that's not the platform of any libertarians running in 2014. Oh. So, you know, you and I, as consumers, we can look at a food product, get past all the Madison Avenue puffery on the box,
right?
Because you know we're reformed enough to say, all right, you know, we realize that's advertisement,
yep.
But we can't reverse engineer the product that's inside that box.
Yeah.
So Representative Esselinda wants us to know what is inside there.
Okay. And the connection, as you say, means that should legislation pass that would provide for the medical use of marijuana, this other piece that Esselinda has introduced would say, yeah, and you got to tell us what's in there. Is that the point?
You know, there's ingredients disclosures now. It's just that genetically modified does not need to be disclosed. So there's not a direct connection between the two bills.
Okay.
No, but it's the same idea of, you know, what do we put in our bodies?
Okay.
We should
it's
know.
It's the mindset that you're pointing
right. to. It's not up to government. Government's role is to advise us. Is this good? Is this bad? Who do we go to? How do you regulate it so it's safe? How do we keep criminals out of this industry?
Well, that's not unlike where we are with tobacco and alcohol.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, the warning label says, you know, this could kill you.
Right.
And as I drink that drink and I'm reading that label, I go, yeah, I get it.
Right.
Okay. Well, then you're on your own, pal.
Right.
But then there are some who would say, yeah, but see, that is so irresponsible of you, Brian, because you're going to end up in an emergency room somewhere and we end up having to pay for it. And so now, you know, we're going to tax you more heavily because you're costing us, the public, more money because of your irresponsibility or whatever. I guess that's how that argument goes.
Right.
I've never drank irresponsibly, so I would not know about that particularly. So.
And surprisingly to me, many people believe in that argument.
Hmm. Well, I guess then again, you know, there are certain people I think of, and it does carry water on the certain people I can think of. But anyway.
Right. It results in higher taxes and repeat behavior.
Back to the point, and I think your point is well taken. You're seeing a number of people from various parties, let's say, and even walks of life, but they're all kind of coming to that same general discussion of more personal responsibility, taking more account of what they are doing, but being given, pardon the expression, the liberty to make that decision for themselves. Is that
absolutely.
It?
Okay. Let government be the referee. Let government be the overseer, but not the prohibitor. Mm.
If, in fact, the constitutional amendment does pass, How does that then position the what we've called the Kathy Jordan bill, the one that you had originally authored? Does that kind of open the door then? I mean, that looks like it would just be a shoe-in from that point forward.
That is what any lawyer, I think, would refer to as a great law school hypothetical question. When you take that class and you get that one essay exam at the end.
Well, why are you here if you can't answer all my hypotheticals? I mean, you know, I want to know how many elephants can dance on the head of a pin.
It's going to be very interesting.
But, I mean, that certainly would bid or provide a more healthy, let's say, a more inviting environment for such legislation, right?
Well, the argument's going to be if the Kathy Jordan Medical Cannabis Act passes, or even this, the Charlotte's Web, as it's called, Act, or even the SB 1030 that was just introduced on the 12th, but especially the larger bill, we're going to have a constitutional amendment that says draft a law, and we already have a law.
We got it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So, but some of those laws are very restrictive, and the other is much more encompassing. So it's going to be interesting how that plays out.
Well, folks, if you've figured all this out, you're much better at it than I am. But thankfully, we have Bill Wolsifer here with us. You stay with us. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We'll be back right after this.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
Now we're talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So here we are on a Saturday and rounding out the hour with our good friend, Tallahassee Talks contributor Bill Wolsifer. Thanks for staying with us through this discussion. It's, you know, it's not easy enough to get your head around the medical use of marijuana. And then you have to try to figure out what all these various points of view are in regard to proposed legislation, and there's probably several more bills being drafted as we speak. And you said earlier, Bill, that it has become a sort of political football in this season. Everybody's jumping on, even Republicans standing up and going, "Hey, I'm cool. You know, I never inhaled." But you know, I mean, they're proposing that the medical use of marijuana be allowed, along with the ballot initiative, the amendment to the Constitution proposed. I you know, for my part, and I would cautiously ask you to step forward in helping me sort through where we are culturally, from your point of view. You've been at the practice of law for a number of years. How long have you been in practice, by the way?
Since 1996. It was a career change for me.
So with that, and you've been involved in all kinds of things that involve, from my point of view, loosely speaking, advocacy. I mean, on behalf of your clients and looking out for the little guy, and here you are looking out for the state of Florida in having written this bill 2 years ago, I guess now, isn't it? That we that you had subtitled the Kathy Jordan bill, right?
Was it Medical Cannabis Act?
Medical Cannabis Act. Okay, so. So you were kind of leading the pack there, but you obviously had seen some stuff happening for us as the state of Florida that was sort of your signal. I mean, what are you seeing, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, I think we all see it. People are getting real. There's I think it was Orwell that said a lot of people believe in things that they know are not true. And we're leaving that mindset. And people are actually coming out. They're having harder conversations. They're being honest with one another. And you know, social media, the internet. We had a president, like you said, smoked but never inhaled. Now we have a president who said he smoked plenty. And the people accepted that. So from the top down, we're seeing some more honesty about how people really do live their lives, as opposed to this pretentious nomenclatures. We heard during the Bush administration, we heard so much about family values. And I don't quite understand the definition of family values. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's a wonderful definition, but I think now people are speaking less rhetoric and more honestly.
I would agree, and I think that we've become a bit more pragmatic, maybe even utilitarian, in that we love you, we appreciate your family values or whatever values mm-hmm. you have, good, bad, or indifferent. Have you fixed the heat? Have you cleaned the streets? Are the lights on?
Yeah.
I think we're a bit more concerned about did you do anything to improve the quality of life for even one other person? I mean, and that seems to be where Governor Crist has kind of found himself, the former governor, and in his contest now with the sitting governor. And I think that people are going to ask, well, what did we get done? Mm-hmm. All values and philosophy notwithstanding, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, and I think the dear governor of New Jersey finds himself in a similar situation, frankly, in that people, not to go too far afield here, but I mean, yeah. I think that's really the question. You know, will he survive? Everybody wants to, will he survive? At the end of it all, people are going to step back and go, well, I don't know, but, you know, crime is down and productivity is up and, you know, my kid got a job and we graduated from, I mean, those are the kinds of questions we're asking.
We should be asking. Yeah, of course, the media is focusing right now on really, really trying to sandbag Governor Christie. I find it so upsetting that they keep talking about a scandal before there's a known scandal.
Yeah.
And they just drive these words. But it's not nothing new. You know, we had No Child Left Behind. The Healthy Forest Initiative and Clean Coal. Yeah. These are oxymorons, and yet they work. Huh. But I think the people are tired of that.
Believing in something that we know is not true.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how we know that. We know it at a not necessarily at a conscious level, maybe, not as well articulated as we might think. Mm-hmm. But when somebody comes along and says, you really believe that? It makes me stop and ask, I don't know, do I? So it sounds to me as though a lot of folks who are advocating for the medical use of marijuana are really those who are asking that question. Do you really believe that? You know, do you really believe it's the gateway drug, and that if you start smoking pot, boy, it's just a matter of time and you're going to be mainlining, you know, or whatever.
And so, you know, they say, show me the evidence, and the evidence isn't there.
Huh.
And there's still some people holding on to that. Huh. But we've had groups, as I mentioned before, since the 70s, who've been pushing for these common sense initiatives, and the pendulum swung the other way just recently. We have a same-sex marriage pending in Dade County, same-sex marriage lawsuit in Dade County pending right now here in Florida, with 18 other states already passing it, and federal government, we spoke about this before in your show, and the federal government nullifying the definition of marriage in DOMA.
Right.
So People are changing.
From that standpoint, and I appreciate the fact that as a libertarian, you've already helped us understand better, if we can call it libertarianism, have people really changed their minds? And that's the question I'm asking. Are we really seeing a cultural shift here, or is it just that person who stands up and says, I don't believe that homosexuality is right, man, they get drilled. They get shouted down very quickly.
Well, we have two openly gay representatives in our state now.
Yep.
So things have come a long way. And I heard now that we're going to have an openly gay NFL player very soon.
Yes, that has happened as well.
Right. But on the word legalizing, I do want to point out that, we come from a state of nature. Right? So at this point, we don't want to legalize. We want to end prohibition. Mm-hmm. Right? So the government needs to be there to protect the people.
Uh-huh. Protect and preserve.
Protect and preserve civil liberties. And civil liberties, you'll have to have me back for that one, because I think it's a great topic that is also timely.
Yeah. Well, in fact, there's never a want for topics, is there, when it comes to having our good friend Bill Wolfsberg here? Folks, we've had a wonderful hour with this man who brings such a healthy, balanced point of view, I think, in terms of trying to help us get in touch with the facts, just the facts, ma'am, as we are presented them. And in regard to this whole business of the legal use of marijuana for medical purposes, it's fraught with complexities, and there's lots of campaigning going on for various pieces of legislation, not the least of which then this proposed constitutional amendment. And Bill's right in the middle of it, helping us figure it out. Bill, thanks for making it possible for us to have a better understanding.
Well, thank you, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Bill Wolfsberg, Tallahassee Talks contributor, local attorney. Folks, that's what we have for you this week. It's been a pleasure, as always. Remember, again, TallahasseeTalks.com is the place to go. If you've missed any of today's show, it's going to be there for you. So you can just go on in and grab your computer and sit there and enjoy it. Learn more as we have people like Bill Wolfsberg make it possible for us to find our way through this muddy water. We are at the top of the hour, coming up ABC News just ahead, and we will be back with more Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
July 9, 1755, near Fort Duquesne, now the city of Pittsburgh, a 23-year-old British officer leads his troops in battle during the French and Indian War. Though fired upon repeatedly, this young lieutenant colonel remains unharmed to the disbelief of the native warriors. 15 years later, a respected Indian chief sat over a council fire with this same man. As he told all those listening, the Great Spirit protects this man and guides his destiny. He will become the chief of nations, and a people yet unborn will hail him as the founder of a mighty empire. The man was George Washington, who went on to become the commander-in-chief of the Continental Army and the first president of the United States. This inspiring message of freedom, brought to you by Southern Smiles Family Dentistry, providing comprehensive dental care. Call 875-3908.
Welcome back to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Glad you've stayed with us through this second hour of this here fine radio show. Or if you just joined us, we're glad you're here listening locally on 93.3 FM, our home station, Freedom 93. Barry Kay and Company, those guys over there knowing how to make it all work, keeping us between the lines. Appreciate them very much. And or you may be listening around the world online. We stream live to the web courtesy of Freedom 93, and we welcome you to the broadcast, keeping you in touch with the things that make Tallahassee happen and are making us even more noticeable across the way, from the standpoint that this community has really come through some changes, and we are stepping up on a world stage, perhaps, or at least a national stage that is even more significant. Now, it's remarkable that we have things like the Mag Lab out there at Innovation Park that is world famous. Our friend Bob Walsh travels about from time to time throughout the year. He works there. And he's celebrated for his knowledge and his work with the Mag Lab. He's the guy that all of the other really smart people in this world of physics and engineering and magnetics want to talk to. Or how about our good friend Dr. Andre Thomas over there with the rather significant contribution he makes worldwide, again, well-known internationally, and invited to attend and or to perform as a guest conductor among some of the world's elite choral groups. So he's the head of choral studies over there for Florida State University, and of course he's the conductor for the Tallahassee Community Chorus, our good friends that make all that happen. So Tallahassee is known for lots of things, including our championship football team. And yet, here we are on this August day talking about things like Lee's Place and having just had this conversation with Bill Walsifer, how Florida has played a significant role in the conversation, the national discussion on several social issues, the legalization of marijuana, even birth rights, the right to life and an abortion question has come up. And then again, those concerns regarding the privatization of public activities and how it is that our state government, even in this last several years under the current administration, has privatized a number of those things that historically were handled through state agencies. Talked to one young lady recently who was telling us that her bureau probably will go away because so much of that money that was coming to their side is now being channeled out, Medicaid money, basically, that's being channeled out to private firms. So changing the way in which services are provided, and here in Tallahassee, changing the way we think about what we are, who we are, and what we have to contribute to that conversation. Technological innovations, even interesting concepts for how we manage education, how we provide educational opportunities. And so you look at some of the work that Jim Murdaugh has done over the last several years with TCC. We had Donald Parks with us last week talking about Flagler College. Some very dynamic, very innovative kinds of approaches to education that, from my point of view, seems to be a bit more pragmatic and we'll say less strictly academic, programs that are designed to get people plugged in to employment opportunities. And that kind of management, of course, includes things like what we do at a city level, at a county level. And of course, with this being a political year, we have candidates squaring off. And so we've heard from Bill Walsifer in their second meeting in a week, in the third of the month, City Commissioner Nancy Miller and her challenger, Steve Stewart, were in the spotlight again. And they're vying for that seat three position with the Tallahassee City Commission. And they were kind of targeting each other a little bit, trading remarks and talking about crime and the funding of the police department and community redevelopment agencies and each of them having a bit different point of view as to how that works. The voters, you and I, will decide. We have to choose between them in the upcoming August 26th primary. So that's just around the corner. For her part, Nancy Miller was elected in 2010 and then defended the commissioner's actions in not hiring additional police officers when given the chance to do so. Stewart, meanwhile, said the money that was spent to renovate the electric building in Cascades Park, which was somewhere around a little better than $1.3 million, could have been used to hire additional officers. Well, see, there you go. There's the kind of discussion that we have put an ear to, and we should all be paying attention because it does come back to who we are, what we are, how we manage what we have in our hands and what we have before us. Well, so if you are paying attention, you know that I've got Brenda Rabelais coming up and Karen Lockhart. So they'll be talking with us about the great work that Lee's Place is doing, has been doing for a number of years. And prior to that, we'll have James Pace with us in our business spotlight, our title sponsor this year for the Prepared promotion that we're proud to represent for you. And that will keep us all on the alert when it comes to preparing for severe weather throughout the year. I should also mention that this portion of our show is brought to you by Tommy T's there in Midtown. Now, you've heard me talk about these guys repeatedly, so by now you do know that they are firsthand some of the best mechanics that you'll find. And their particular, I think their particular hallmark is the personal touch, their attention to the detail that you would certainly appreciate and would be doing yourself if you knew how to do all that stuff or had the time and inclination. And they do it for a great price. They have an oil change package there for under $25. And then you add to that the cost of the oil, let's say, or whatever parts you need. But great service package. They call it Mighty Lube. Tommy T's Mighty Lube there in Midtown. They're right on Thomasville Road. So if you're heading into work in the morning and you want to stop in there for about 10, 15 minutes, get the oil change, have them check out a few things, maybe that weird noise you've been hearing, they can do it and get you on your way. So Tommy T's in Midtown are good friends. And if you mention the show, hey, I heard Brian talking about you, they're going to give you a gift certificate for lunch at your choice, Up in Smoke or Canopy Roads Cafe. So how about that? I'll buy you lunch if you mention the show. And that's a good thing because that's what we like to do. We like to keep everybody talking about what is going on in town. And if you'd like to share a topic or a guest with us, be sure to email us, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. Simple enough. If you'd like to check out any of the shows that we've broadcast, we have them all archived there for you. Simply go to the website, TallahasseeTalks.com. Stay with me.
The holidays are coming. Well, in a few months, and that's why now is the time to shower up with a beautiful custom shower enclosure from Witten Glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up with style. Call Witten Glass today, 222-5781, or chat online with one of their service professionals at wittenglass.com. W-H-I-D-D-O-N, Witten, the best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
The best place for conversation. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So, folks, you know, you have been hearing me talk of late regarding this thing we call prepared, and it's just part and parcel of what we do to keep you informed throughout the year of various kinds of things. You know that we've done our annual Help Us Help Christmas Connection, and we have a Tallahassee Food Challenge. Well, this prepared program or promotion, or I guess I refer to it as an information campaign, is designed to do what it says, to keep us all prepared to deal with severe weather. And we consider it a year-round effort because, hello, Tallahassee, a company that has stepped up this year and said, we get it, we understand what you're trying to do. And that company is Guardian Home Inspections and Repairs. And the owner and founder of that company, James Pace, is here with me this morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing great.
You don't look overworked or overwhelmed. You feel good, right?
Well, it's a little early in the morning to be overworked. It's only, you know, I've been up for a few hours.
Well, from my understanding, you don't have a whole lot of moss growing under your feet. You run pretty hard and heavy.
We are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because emergencies don't happen 9 to 5.
Yeah. And that's why when we got to know this man earlier in the year, we saw the simpatico. We saw the connectedness between what we're trying to do with prepared and what this guy has done, I guess, your whole life.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, you're only
28 now.
Yeah. Wow. I'm looking a little rough for 28.
But with that, you've been up and down the aisle, we'll say. You've seen so much. You have so much experience, and you're a licensed
building contractor, yeah. Mold remediator, mold inspector. Those kind of things go hand in hand. You don't want to a guy ripping out your house or making repairs that isn't licensed, because then you probably don't have the insurance that you need either to protect you.
Got to have that kind of coverage and protection. And then your company, too, holds several, are they called certifications in various areas?
Well, state licenses through Division of Business and Professional Regulations. Home inspector, which we're not talking about that, but the building contractor, so I can work on commercial, residential buildings. Yeah, we do remodeling and all that, but we're talking about damage. So tree limbs falling on your roof. We do emergency board ups because maybe we can't rebuild your house at midnight, but we can protect your house by boarding it up, getting it covered with plastic. Because Tallahassee, we have those high winds, 60-mile-an-hour gusts
for out of nowhere,
no reason, and then you know, 2 inches of rain instantly. So doing things like keeping tree limbs cut back on your house, keeping, you know, your grade fixed around your house, your dirt level compared to your slab.
Yep.
Some of those maintenance items will make it so you don't need me. But in case you do need me, you know, you can always find me.
Well, see, there you go. And I like the idea that you're helping us, let's say, be a little bit more proactive. And that's the whole prepared idea.
Right. And there's sometimes the customers will pay me a small fee and we'll come out, look around the exterior of their house and see, is there something I can do to better protect my house? Is there something I'm not doing?
Yeah, yeah. Now, we started out this conversation with me talking about mold and high humidity and intense heat. And that's a big deal for Tallahassee, isn't it?
Right, because it doesn't take a roof leak. It just takes a malfunctioning air conditioner. You go on vacation, there's a storm, the power's shut off, your AC doesn't get reset, you're without central heat and air for 2 weeks, you come back, there's mold on everything.
Okay.
Just because of the humidity buildup, because we're in Tallahassee.
And you're one of the few, or maybe the only companies in Tallahassee that can handle mold, what is it called, remediation? Or
there are other companies that do mold remediation, so if it's something that I can't do or can't get to, I can always recommend another company.
Yeah.
But I'm one of the few that actually does in-house contents cleaning.
I see.
You think about your house, your structure, the building walls, but what about the couch that got mold growing on it and your clothes and you know all your knickknacks and bric-a-brac? It's got mold growth on it. We clean that using a state-of-the-art ultrasonic cleaner.
Right. Well, I like that, too, about your philosophy in business. You've said that before. What do you call it? The Gimbel and the Macy's idea that if I can't do it for you, I know somebody who can, or I'll find that person, huh?
Right. Well, if you've never experienced Macy's and Gimbel's, watch Miracle on 34th Street. One sends the other to the other if they don't have it. So if I can't fix it or I can't get you on the schedule fast enough, I'll find somebody to fix it for you, even if it's a competitor.
Mm.
If you have a question and I don't have an answer, I will seek out the answer to your question and get back with you.
See, and that fits so well, folks, this whole prepared promotion that we're doing. Again, it is year-round. That website is TallahasseePrepared.com. You go to the website, and here's a listing of companies in our community that we know personally, and we can recommend to you very highly because we know the business. We know their reputation, they know their business, and they know how to take care of you. James Pace has taken that to the highest level in as much as he is serving as our title sponsor and thereby embracing that whole concept with saying, folks, if there's a need that you have and you don't know where to go, come look at what we do, and if we can't do it, we'll find someone who can. And that makes it very convenient, I would say, for all of us when dealing with the kinds of things that can happen. You know, you get a leak. What was I reading the other day? Some guy had found there was a leak under the slab of his house. Well, how long had that been going on, right?
Right. I mean, you know, it started out as a really small pinhole leak and probably grew to where when he finally notices it, it's been there for a long time.
So the name of this company is Guardian Home Inspections and Repairs. What's the website address for your company, James?
GuardianInspects.com, all one word.
Okay, GuardianInspects.com. Again, you'll find them there at that location on the web as well at our TallahasseePrepared.com website, the title sponsor for this year's Prepared campaign. Last word to you, James. As homeowners, what's the thing we need to look at more, maybe a few things we need to look at more closely that we otherwise might ignore?
Well, I mean, a lot of things. Tree limbs, that's a big thing, falling through the roof. Every once in a while, go out in your yard, look up. Is there anything dead, overhanging? If you can stand on your roof and touch it, it shouldn't be there. You should cut that back. I mean, there's a lot of things caulking your house. I mean, water intrusion, it's usually not always just the one big thing. It's, you know, the tree falling on your house. Everyone's looking for that. Sometimes it's a slow buildup of moisture intrusion. So regular home maintenance is a very important part of home ownership.
James Pace in the Business Spotlight, representing Guardian Home Inspections and Repairs, and this year's title sponsor of Tallahassee's Prepared promotion. Remember that you can find it online, TallahasseePrepared.com.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tin it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
Whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. We're having a lot of fun. Aren't we? Are we having fun? Yes, we are. I'll say it with me. We are having fun learning about Lee's Place and what Lee's Place does and is and has contributed to for its history. And we have the very capable Brenda Rabelais and Karen Lockhart. Both of these folks contribute sizably to the welfare of those who come to Lee's Place for help, come for encouragement, come for all kinds of things. But let's let them tell us what it is they do. How about we start with Brenda over here?
Hello.
Hello. You look marvelous.
Well, thank you, thank you.
And that's a prerequisite. You have to look good when you come in here.
Okay? Oh, I thought I could wear my flippy flops.
No, that's me.
Okay.
So how long have you been with Lee's Place?
Well, I started Lee's Place in 2001, actually.
Mm-hmm. You are the founder.
I am.
Well, no wonder I recognized your name.
Yes, I've been there 14 years.
Wow.
So has Karen, actually.
Yes.
We've both been there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So I've hit the mother load here.
There you go.
I've got like the real...
Beth
Tedio knows nothing.
No. She's only been there a mere three or four years.
Yeah.
I know.
Beth knows a lot of things. Mostly she knows not to listen to me. That's the key. So this was your vision for helping families faced with bereavement. Is that a fair...
Well, it's broader than that.
Say
it for us. It is grief and loss, and we define loss very broadly. So people come to us who are going through a divorce, who have lost a limb, who've lost a physical disability, a physical ability, people who've been victims of crime. And we actually very recently added on trauma to the end of our byline, where Lee's Place Grief and Loss and Trauma Counseling Center, because we've always done grief and loss, but people assume we just see people who've had a death in the family, but it's much broader than that. And we changed it or added trauma because probably 80% of our clients are trauma based. They've been through some kind of trauma.
And this grew out of your own personal experience too, didn't it?
Right. It's named for my son Lee, who died in 1996 of bone cancer. And I was already a therapist. I had just gotten my PhD. And I knew I could do this work, and I knew that I had something that I could contribute to the community because I had been through this and I was already a therapist. So this is what I did.
And doing so, walking through that for yourself, here you had all of the background, the training, the experience. You were in practice, right? Doing this for others. And now you're in the receiving side of that experience, huh?
Right.
Did it change for you then the way in which you conceived of
absolutely
therapy? Yeah.
Absolutely. Or how I dealt with the kind of therapy, if you will, where there's nothing to fix. You know, there's a death.
Yes.
There's no problem to solve.
Yes.
Right. There's no behavior to change. It's just a deep loss. And I don't think we as therapists are often trained real well to deal with just plain loss.
Yes.
So I knew that this was something I wanted to do.
Remarkable. And then we have Karen over here.
Yes.
Who you said you've been a part of this too from the beginning.
I have since 01. I focused almost exclusively on working with children initially and have expanded as the years have passed and worked with now working with young adults and even some older adults, but primarily children, teens, and young adults are my population. And I wanted to add another one of the other areas of loss that is dear to my heart, and those are children who are in foster care or who are in some type of alternative living situation because of their parents are not able or willing to take care of them. And so they also have one of those losses where they don't need to fix or change anything, but they need to be able to process and understand and have someone to help them and support them while they are in an alternative living situation, not of their choosing.
Interesting. I've heard that said. In fact, I guess I've read that too, that there are two classes of trauma. Is that fair?
I don't know.
Well, let's find out together,
yes,
shall we?
Yes, yes.
That those things that happen to us are of one class of trauma, one type, and then those things that just didn't happen that constitute than neglect, right? So when you have a parental dysfunction, right? You got parents divorced or they've abandoned the child or whatever. There's a lack of provision.
Correct.
So there's that traumatic part for that individual that you're there to try to help them do what? How do you work with kids?
Well, I think probably one of the most important things is to help them know that this was not their fault, that this was not their shortcoming, this was not something that they could have changed, that they do not, you know, that sense of responsibility. Children and teens are so egocentric that it is their first place is to think, what did I do? Why wasn't I, you know, why weren't my grades better? Why didn't I keep my room clean, et cetera? But a lot of young folks and children and teens who are in alternative care are there because of parents with substance abuse issues or mental health issues. So you have that component of being in alternative care, but then you also may have had years of living with a parent who suffered for whatever reason themselves and therefore were unable or unwilling to take care of them.
Does that happen too? You're working with the primary client, we'll say, this teenager, huh? Then does that often open up, or does it ever open up where you have opportunity to work with their family members, their parents or such, or
not their,
the way it works?
Not typically their birth families or their original families. But there's what I sometimes call the second family, which might be a foster family or it might be a grandparent or an aunt, you know. But the adults who have care of that child at the time.
Right. And Lee's Place will often see the parent figure for that child. I do the adults, and I tend to do the parents, and she does the kids.
And the work that you do, I guess the protocol is always individual, or do you do the group therapy, couples, family kind of therapy as well?
Yeah. We do
so
it
whatever
all.
Works, huh?
Whatever works. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes it's siblings together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's parent and siblings.
Right.
And we actually are currently providing a support group for families, or for folks rather, who have had a loved one complete suicide. Mm. And so we are currently in the middle of a suicide loss support group at Lee's Place.
I have a close friend and a client, actually, whose son committed suicide here about 2 months ago. Mm. Happens a lot, doesn't it? And, and what we forget, of course, because we are who we are, that is not over at all for that family, or certainly not for my friend.
Mm-mm.
That is something that he will walk out, arguably, the rest of his life.
Right.
Is that, you mentioned the self-blame, you know, what did I do wrong?
Sure.
Does that happen too, you think, in any bereavement situation, any loss situation? Oh, if I had only been there.
Well, with suicide, yes.
Big time.
Yes, absolutely.
In your own experience, you lost Lee. Did you come away with that sort of thinking, maybe there was something I should have done to prevent the illness or to save him somehow? Or
well, you know, as a parent, there's always, when a child is ill or dies, there is any time a child dies, no matter how they die.
Yeah.
It is, what else could I have done? What didn't I see? Where else could I have taken him? What else, what other treatment should we have done? But I did know enough to know that we were doing everything. And really, when I look back, we did too much.
Ah,
we did too much.
I want to hear more about that. Folks, we're talking here with Brenda Rabelais. She is the founder of Lee's Place, along with her good colleague and friend, Karen Lockhart. You are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. My insurance company is telling me to take it to this one shop, but I don't know if that's the best thing to do.
It's your choice. It's not up to them. Have you told Jerry?
No, he loves that car. I wanted to take it to someone who would make it perfect, just the way it was, you know?
Yeah, well, you know Dan Hendrickson, right?
Dan Hendrickson.
The guy we met at that chamber thingy we went to, remember? He owns Capital City Collision Center. He was talking about the whole Gain Street thing, because he's down there by the stadium on Lake Bradford Road.
And you think they do good work?
You don't remember? Bobby's Jeep got rear-ended coming home from school.
Oh, that's right.
We had Dan fix it. It was great. And they're great to work with. And the guy in the paint shop is really cute.
Capital City did that.
Yep. I've got his card here somewhere. Here.
Okay. Capital City Collision Center.
Online at CapitalCityCollisionInc.com or call 575-9202.
The most talked about topics in town. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're here with Brenda Rabelais, Karen Locker, talking about Lee's Place. By the way, leesplace.org is the website. The org should tell you something. For those of you who are playing at home, pay attention now. Org means nonprofit most often. So this is a nonprofit organization that relies not only on your good-natured donations, and you should be giving lots and lots of money to these folks, but they do fundraisers, and they've got something coming up in October. What's that? What are you doing in October?
We have a storytelling event we call Dovetails.
Mm.
It will be at the American Legion Hall on October 24th.
Yes.
And we have some wonderful speakers who are going to be telling 5 to 10 minute stories. Last year we did this. They were wonderful. We had such an outpouring of, we got to do this again.
Cool.
So we have speakers like R.J. Gillum and Ben Green and Barbara Hamby and Mark Henson and Leo Lovell and Patty Mitchell and P.J. and Bill Gwynn. Those are our speakers.
How
yeah,
cool.
I got them all in.
How
yeah.
cool.
Yeah,
so
they're
these folks
wonderful.
Come and tell us stories, and
and
what
we
else
sit
do we
in
do?
The audience yes. and listen and have a good time, and there's some food and drink, and
yes.
then Lee's Place makes some money, and so we can see more
What's
people.
Wrong with that?
Yeah,
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, folks, well, mark your calendars now, October 24th. That's a Friday night, and Beth, did we leave anything out there? No, we got that squared. Okay. So if you've just joined us, we're learning about Lee's Place, and it started with a mom, really, somebody who lost her son to bone cancer, and who happened to be a therapist helping everybody else at the time, and found herself in need of help. And as such, wanted to figure out, is there a way that I can take my own personal life experience and translate that into an ongoing effort, let's say at an organizational level? And she's done so. And she's done so rather nicely for lots and lots of people for many years in this community who have benefited and are benefiting now, and then have expanded their vision, their reach into the lives of people dealing with the loss of limbs, the loss of a stable home life. They're dealing with dysfunctional relationships, whatever and however this organization can help. That's what they do.
Right.
They do so in a very, I would say, decided way. These folks are the pros. They are professional therapists who work individually. They work in couples. They work in groups. What's the hardest part of your job?
Raising money. Okay. I tell you, I love,
I
and Karen does too.
That.
You did. We are therapists. We're trained. We're licensed. All of the therapists at Lee's Place are licensed. And doing therapy is the meaningful part of what we do. The other stuff, is harder for certainly for me.
Yeah,
right. The administration stuff.
Where are you located, by the way?
We're on Lake Ella Drive, 216 Lake Ella Drive, in this beautiful red brick home. And everybody who walks in the door says, isn't this a beautiful place, a peaceful place? So we intended that it be a healing place.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say that we have set this up as a community service, and that's why we're nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So that the first session is always free. People who have been through a trauma, a tragedy, they've never been to therapy before. They think it's for crazy people. They don't know what we do. So we invite them to come for a free therapy session. They chit-chat with the therapist. It's not just chit-chat. We intake
get
them.
To know
we
one
get
better.
To know
yeah.
one. And they never leave. They don't say, oh, this is not for me. I don't know that I've ever had anybody say, yeah, this is for crazy people. So then we ask them to pay a fee for the others, and it's on a sliding fee scale. It goes anywhere from $20 a
Based
session
on their
on
ability
up.
To pay.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And our average fee is actually at the lower end of our fee scale.
$30.
Our average fee is $30, which is less than a copay would be for those who have insurance.
So let me restate this question
sure.
in your direction,
sure.
Karen.
Sure.
Since Brenda was so snarky in her response to me about something as ugly as money, but what is the hardest part about doing therapy, I guess, is my question.
Yeah.
What is it
the hardest part?
Yeah. For you, personally.
When
you go home at night, I'm going to interrupt you. When you go home at night, and you sit down and you slam your fist on the coffee table and say, man, what do you say?
Well, I have to answer that in two ways. The first way is I try really, really hard to, have good, strong boundaries so that I don't take the weight of what I've done during the day. I don't take it home. I work very hard, I think, at trying to draw that boundary between home and work. But the hardest part for me with therapy sometimes is working with those who are in circumstances that are really well beyond their control, and the helplessness that can be felt, and often the lack of other services that are available for them. We don't have strong mental health care or psychiatric care in Tallahassee. And so for those who do need additional help in conjunction with therapy, that's a struggle. And it's sometimes a huge struggle for them to even have the resources to, see an alternative physician, or get acupuncture or a massage, which all could be extremely helpful.
Interesting.
So I think our struggle sometimes is really how can you know, how do we can do a part of what's going on, but this person in front of us needs more than what we can do sometimes. And so it is just the recognition that the other resources are not available to them.
Yeah. Either of you, would you say there is a misunderstanding or a lack of understanding with regard to mental health and those practitioners that are available? There seems to me to be a confusion.
Absolutely.
When you talk about psychiatric versus counseling, right? What are you thinking?
Well, generally, psychiatric is like going to the doctor.
Yeah.
And there are medicines, and I don't know of. Do you know any psychiatrists that actually do therapy in their office?
I really don't.
I think it's more like just going to the regular doctor, and they look at your symptomology and prescribe, and they monitor that. And then we do the other stuff, the emotional stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so in that other stuff, Karen, you're saying that there is a sort of openness there to a collaborative integration of therapeutic modalities and such. Huh? Mm-hmm. So you'll try to work with that individual to see, hey, what's going to work for them?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. Folks, this is great. I mean, we've learned a lot about Lee's Place and what they're doing, have been doing, and will continue to do with your help. So don't forget, they've got this fundraiser coming up October 24th. But, you know, that's a long time away. Write them a check. Send them something. Go wash their windows. Wash Brenda's car. That'd be nice. But do something to help, and because they're doing a lot to help us as a community. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. That's what we do here. We're trying to help you, help me get better in tune with all this good stuff that's happening. Cool people doing very cool things. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny every Saturday morning. We'll be looking for you again next week. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Truckin' Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truckin' Car Concepts. With their cars, we're number one by far.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. Come truck it up with me this week, and I'll save you money. Get your deluxe detail package, complete window tinting, and heavy-duty floor mats starting at $339.95.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts. With their cars, we're number one by far.
You'll save big bucks on the package, and I'll even throw in a great pair of free sunglasses. Come on, truck it up with us this weekend, and bring your cars too. You're gonna love it.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop. We always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts. Everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800.